So it's very critical, very sensitive. I sit down in the gazebo with the inner team and I share with them alone. This should have been one of you reading it if you were capacitated and doing it. I say, no, the Lord has said this. But I say, this is what the Lord has said now. Let's just go for it, right? Luke chapter 1:17. And he will go before the Lord and in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous and to make ready a people prepared unto the Lord. That is the archangel speaking. That is the archangel speaking now. That's Gabriel, you know that, right? He's speaking to Zechariah. You know this, right? And he's telling him, do you remember the one I met at the throne room? That principle is coming. That when that principle comes, he goes, today you have to follow me very carefully because I've never taught this, I'll not do it again. I don't know whether I'll do it again. And all the bishops who are tuned in are saying, wow, don't say that. We are the main council. We are not there. Whatever. But they are tuned in now, right? So, that principle, I'm meeting at the throne room, right? Remember at the end of it, he came and walked in me, yeah? Into me. I didn't finish today. I just took what we needed for today and I handled here, right? How Netanyahu came on and how he said, like what we did to the Amalekites, right? But listen, he's saying that principle is coming, John the Baptist, and is coming with my spirit, says the Lord. Just listen to this. He's coming with my spirit. And he's saying, the type of duty he's coming to do, his job description is laid right there. Very clean and clear. Everybody can read it. He say, this today, leo ni leo. For 20 years I longed to do this. Now I can do this. And when I do this, you will now have a bigger picture. You will stop the selfishness. Whereby if you see me going where, you don't want me to go to this country, you don't want me to go and do healing service, you don't want me to go and meet who? No. There is a bigger picture. Please allow me. Right? So he's saying, this principle is coming. That is coming, and I'll take you back to the throne room and the status of the spirit of he that speaks with you at the throne room. And then I'll draw for you the timeline, the cascade. You'll see that there is a first coming, which we are talking about here. When he's coming to die, that the spirit of him speaking with you is the only one that can go ahead of you and prepare the way for him. Did you understand properly? Can I repeat it? I will take you back. When I keep talking about the Ark of the Covenant at the throne and the cloud came and God told me to move and put my head and look at the inside of the Ark, the lightning strike 3 times and God spoke with me and the cloud went up there and opened like this, which I cannot share, and face to face like a friend speak to a friend. Today I've shared, right? It looks like I've just shared, right? Now today I will open up. I will give you the status of the spirit of him who speaks now, here, inside heaven in the throne room. And then I'll draw for you, look, the cascade of the prophetic timeline like this, and mark for you the first half, and mark for another one, and then you will see the significance of the spirit of he that is here across the entire spectrum of timeline. Yeah. I like the silence. Does not allow me now to move. The silence is very powerful now. Listen. Huh? He's saying, the job description is clean and clear. Given there. What is he coming to do? Can someone read? I can read it. Let me read it for you. So they can hear it live. But when it comes with the spirit of he that is speaking, so he's saying that there are different comings of the Messiah, right? Just hold on. Focus. And he's saying he's coming with the spirit of he who is speaking here to turn the hearts of the parents to their children. Some versions maybe will say fathers, right? Maybe you have a version that says fathers. Don't worry about that. Today we must clean up the whole earth. Tonight, here, with the medical team. Clean up the earth. They must get it tonight. Randy, show Kakamega rain, I see. And fast, in 1 minute, and then another rain. Now, the Kakamega rain, is that one playing? Okay. And then, look at that. Look at that. Look, this is incredible that the earth has arrived here. Right? Yeah, this is very shocking. Everybody was so shocked they fell down. Some collapsed. Some just collapsed. Janet is here. Was there anybody in Kakamega other than Janet on that day? But you were there. Who are you? What's your name? Esther? Teruitichi, you were there, my daughter. You were in the field. Blessed are you eternally. The first one, the June 5th, that is serious. People just collapsed out of shock. Out of shock, people just collapsed. And then the Holy Spirit began to touch them also. Out of the shock of it. And then, can you put now Njoro? My quickie was there. Njoro, I remember. You were there. And it was drought. There was no rain. Animals, carcasses, smell, stench, death in the land, right? And they say, no, when I come here, I'm going to open here. I'm going to show you where rain comes from, right? He said things, right? Yeah. Why is he not showing the Njoro rain? We don't have time. We have 16 rains. And then the cloud, look at they touched people. Look, the wind came. Yeah, the rain already. The rain already. It's too late. Called him. Instantaneously. Instant. And then, look. And the wind touched people there. My quick was there. Yeah? So it was very powerful. And then the rain fell. And then now, go to Elder Maravin. We could do that all the way up to Ahmednagar. We could.
Mighty tremendous.
Was that a movie? Was that for Benson? That's why today I meet
the Lord.
One of these is dreadful, my Lord. It's unbelievable. One of these days, this guy has the key to heaven. He will admit you or not. So today I want to inject in a little bit of gravity. And sovereignty. Other than the dancing in the rain and what, I want to inject in a little bit of seriousness now. The message, the bigger picture. I think he's playing, yeah, okay, Abidjan, what, everywhere he's playing, even Kisi, everything, right? Hallelujah. So, the spirit of he that is speaking. So when he's doing so, he's telling, hey, you remember in the dream, he takes me up the shoulder. My shoulder touch. Who talks that? Who talks like that? That my shoulder up in heaven. The meeting in Central Park is about to happen. I think 2 weeks to go. He takes me up. He shows me that meeting already. His shoulder touched my shoulder. And he points. He said, look, that is him. He calls by name. He calls him by his name. That is him. Be careful now. That is he. Exactly him. That is he. And then he makes me also point. So point. So we both point like this. And that day, so what happened after when the meeting came? So now, we need to go through this. This has not been movie. No. Shaking the sun. Shaking the neutron stars. Walking and creepers, like you're going to see in Menengai 6. Creepers walking with a shadow. You see Brazil, Cabo Frio. That's why I'm here. So he's now saying, today we must do this. We must. Yes. So the instruction is to have the hearts of the fathers. Put on the child can open and read, right? To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, of the righteous. Very clean mission, clear, right? But for him to do that, he has to take the spirit of he who is here. And when he's doing that, He said, when he's doing that, that is the way he's preparing the way. In the book of Acts, chapter, don't write that, we've read it. Chapter 3, verse 21, it says, until everything has been restored. So this is the restoration that was promised. And remember, I'm going to turn with you to the book of Matthew 17 also. And I know events I don't share here. I know so much of the events of the mountain of transfiguration, even the conversation. I know very well. But after that they asked the question we're going to look at, right? Hey, then why is it said that he must come back? We've just seen him, right? And then the answer was given to them. So let's just continue step by step. So he must do what? Turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. That's very powerful. Those are groups of people. Groups of people. Remember, we have come from the war in Gaza, right? The condition of Israel. Don't forget that, right? We are coming from the condition of Israel. We are saying, how does this fit in there? Why did you give the prophecy? How does it fit in there? Why did you give the prophecy? Now that's fulfilled. What's the message? Then it's here now, right? Then Malachi chapter 4, as we are there, again, can I just, please just help me. Let me mention the group of people. The fathers and the children. The disobedient and the righteous, or the just. The four groups there, right? Just focus on me. Today you will know it was not a Kenyan ministry, my Lord. It was not. I've struggled with this for 20 years. I said, I must do it now. I must do it. Go to Malachi chapter 4. Are we ready? The last book in the Old Testament. So what is he saying? First of all, just a moment before you go to Malachi. Just focus on me. Sometimes I need your eye contact. He's saying that the Messiah would come to go die. Right? To go die on the cross. But the preparing of the way would require the spirit of he that is here now. Listen to that. Meaning the task would take the... Oh, I don't want to go too much again. Because I'm going to come to a second level. I don't want to preempt it, right? Listen to this now. That principle, John would carry that spirit of he that is speaking here today. That is going around opening heaven and doing all these things in your eyes. Calling the cloud and everything. Require, focus on me, that spirit to do that task.
Look at us.
And when he comes, he's coming to die, right? On the cross. Now, you will find that there is another coming. If I turn with you now to Matthew 17, which we will, you see that the Lord there alludes to two comings. And one of them, he says, John will prepare. And the other says that I will appear and do these things. Two comings. Just step by step first. Four groups of people. Let's go now to Malachi chapter 4. Today is not a joke. I wanted this, they call it in camera or out of camera. When you're out of camera totally, it's called out of camera or in camera. Sasa tena uko ndani yake. Inakuangaza, inakumulika, and you are in it. Thank you, my son. A little grammar sometimes will help me here. My journey is long, right? So what do I see? This is chapter. Principle I'm speaking with at the throne. We are going to Jerusalem. Right? All these things, right? That principle that he will come and prepare. But if you check carefully, he is essentially from the Old Testament. Because he appeared before Christ came. What is someone has said it? Connect it. Who has said it? Thank you, my God. Bless you, Tony. Connect it. He is connecting the Old Testament. This is deep today. Let's keep medical things aside first. He appears before the world. Be very careful. It is not a movie. I've longed to share about myself and ministry, this mission, for 20 years. I wanted to share this. That's why I said, if I look at the events in the throne room in heaven, and the status of the spirit of he that speaks here now, and the prophetic timeline, he overrules the entire timeline. Because now, before the first coming to go and die, before the first coming, Esther, to go and die, the principle we are talking about, John, comes carrying my spirit. To accomplish that job, he needs this authority. Number two, before the Messiah comes now for the church, I have arrived. This spirit must be reigning on the earth that has enough capacity to prepare the people, right? But I have also seen after the rapture and the tribulation. And then he said, the witnesses of the light. Because there was too much darkness after the church is taken. And then only when he was coming, when he showed us, look now he is coming. Within the great tribulation now. So look now he is coming. Before we exit the sin. Then the Lord says, a witness to the light that is coming. My voice. So throughout the entire timeline. Yeah. Important throughout the entire timeline. So please, there are things I want to share. Yeah, I've not even begun. I'm just doing this. There are things I want to share. We need to get deep tonight. Huh? So that other than just dancing in the rain, celebrating cripples, which is powerful, which is okay, it's good to do it. If you don't do it, something is wrong, right? But now, what is the message that you can take home? Say, I'm taking this home. This one is for eternity. Now I understand better. Now I understand this. Kumbe is too big. Kumbe is bigger than Kenya. Kumbe, we are just privileged to be in it. So now. Now look at this now. So that was John now connecting, right? He's connecting, right? But if you look at this one also, what I'm about to read, Malachi chapter 4 verse 6. I know you want me to read 5, but 6. 5 is talking about me. But 6, it's also amazing for the Bible to talk about somebody and then he appears, my Lord. That is also amazing. Because that is like waiting for the Messiah and then he does what? He arrives, my Lord. And now, especially this one is relating to the coming of the Messiah anyway. Hallelujah. So, Now, give me a free hand, okay? So, in Malachi 4, 6, I know you want to say 5 and 6. That's all right. Even 3, you can start from 3. But in Malachi 4, 6, where you want to measure, you will see that that is the last verse in the old. And the Lord is speaking to the prophet Malachi about me. That, sometimes I need silence. That you speak at the end of the Old Testament. As you enter a new dispensation, that he is going to come back where? In the New Testament, my Lord. Yeah. That is it now. He's going to do what? To do what? To bridge the what? Old Testament to the New. No wonder the clouds. No wonder the judgment. No wonder the plagues. No wonder the vicars. No wonder the Ebola. No wonder the corona. No wonder the wrath of earthquakes. No wonder striking, operating as prophets of the Old Testament, my Lord. In where? The New Testament. Now, I'm mentioning this for a reason, because there is a job description saying that coming to restore. Coming to restore. So these are mentioned very powerfully because they're going to anchor what we are going to discuss. Bring the locusts, my Lord. Did you understand now? Now connecting the New Testament, what? You can tell, I don't want to say this like this. You can now tell where I'm headed to. That something is wrong. That must be fixed. Again, I'm saying, literally taking the church of Christ and finally connecting her to the ancient God of Israel, my Lord. No, please say good. I like silence on this matter. If you will, taking the church of Christ and connecting her finally to the kingdom of God. My Lord. My Lord. This is serious. So can I now start flowing? Allow me a free hand now, after that preamble? Okay, thank you. So now, turn with me now that I've mentioned those three preambles. Now, are you happy that you're here tonight? Because for 20 years I kept this like a bottled up with this pressure. But today I give it to the world. It's live on radio. Because they have seen me, Ahmed Nagar, Belém, Wea, Lima, Peru, doing this. Just one incident is not a joke. Rain is not a joke, my Lord. You cannot be, to stand on the earth, my Lord, on the soil of this, on the soil of this, and on this soil of this, to speak to the Lord, not in a closet. Not in a closet. Open in a public space. People are there. When they look at you, your face has also turned facing where? Up. And your hand is up. And when they drop here, they listen to you. They are shocked. And this guy is actually talking to God himself. When they move close to listen, you are actually talking to God aloud. And you are telling God to open heaven and bring rain here now. And then look, the shock of it that should make you fall down. And God listens and brings rain here now. Hey! That's what I'm talking about. This is not a joke. So today I need to talk. Because now the manifestation, the identity, my biblical identity is now right there. Right there. Everybody can now see. Even a child, even a babe. So now, can we start now? So we have read the book of Luke chapter 1:17, the principle that would take on my spirit. Remember? To go prepare. That is the first coming. Coming to die. Must. My spirit must. Last, oh, let me put it for you this way. Let me just walk this way. When look at the rains,
Then many reigned, many. One alone in the Bible is a milestone. It's a whole monument, right? Then many reigned in this age, modern.
When look, let, before we read, when you look at the reigns, what does that sound to you? What does that look to you? I know it's a celebration and everything, but is that all? What does that speak to you? There's something very severe there, right? Because the time I did this in the other life, and remember one night again, he repeated for me the events there. Remember I shared with, I don't know whether all, it looks like I've shared with all. You remember the sword? Yeah, the middle part of the sword is dark, rubber heavy, and the shiny part, the shiny and scrapped. And then I told all of them to lie down. Remember, this way rather, this direction, lie down. And when they lay down, I told them face down all. But the third one moved his head, right? So I began with the third one. And the whole night, I was covered with blood over. Then I woke up. He normally takes me back. Now, when you see the rain, what do you see? What does it speak to you? This is, but before we read, this is what it should speak. That time Israel is fallen. That time Israel has lost direction. That time Israel is not worshipping their God anymore. That time Israel is worshipping idols. That time immorality has come in, prosperity and what and fall and apostasy has consumed the land. There's a monumental fall of God's covenant people. It is so bad, idol worship is in the throne. He's on the throne, by the way. It is so bad, the false prophets are marauding across the land, my Lord. And the Lord is saying, and then of course I shut the heaven, and that should tell you about this opening also, the authority the Lord is displaying there, meaning he will shut it, right? But he's saying this. When you see that thing, he's saying, and I take you back in time first, so you understand now, take you back in time first, so you understand this hour. He's simply saying that it took the anointing of he that sits here, that is standing here now, huh? And the authority of he that is standing here now, and the figure, my Lord, even figura, I'm talking about the figure, the kind of figure that can go and demolish that apostasy and take 12 stones and put the 12 stones for the 12 tribes of Israel and call on the God of Israel and respond by fire and respond to them and come back to them again. It takes the anointing, the spirit, the authority, even the stature, the figure, everything, personality also. Only that is able now to restore. Before we read. So when you look at the rain, now you know. The Lord is not just going around the countries 1 month, 1 year, 8 months, right? Going across countries doing this to show the world a movie. Is that true? No. This is dreadful. It is about to fall, my Lord. That it will take only him, only his stature, only his figure, only his personality, only his person, only his anointing. He's able now to restore that. Yeah. When you put the dancing aside also a bit. And then we handle the matters. Are we now together? Can I now start the journey now? Bless the senior Bishop Chuck. Mheshimiwa Kabingu, Wandera is where, I almost say Wandera, but now Wandera he can do like this. You say, I promise my mom I won't change seats again, right? Don't worry about that. You're taking portions. Amalek refused to forgive that kind of thing. He says it takes everything about him alone
and only him to restore. And if you look at what it says it takes of him to restore, the power is unbelievable. Astronomical. Neutron stars are colliding. Nations are being struck with earthquakes. What meaning? Building, tumbling lakes, what oceans, tsunamis. Aye! My Lord! Aye! Just walk into a meeting and cripples are getting up from every direction, my Lord. The sun is clapping, my Lord. At Central Park. What is that? So then you understand, you say, the Lord, you're right. His personality, his person, his stature, his anointing, his spirit, alone, only him, can now restore that type of fall and bring back the fire of God and the worship of Yahweh and restore a people that they may remember the Amalekites. What is that? What is the show? We have the sun clapping for a beautiful meeting. Look, it was such a beautiful meeting. Look at that. Beautiful meeting. You see the beautiful meeting on there. You see Jenny Chaka is there. Looking at the sun, he's clapping. Eh? You see my son Zachary is there also looking at the sun, clapping. And my son, and who else? And Hope TV, right? And other, there are many bishops here, right? Yeah. Live. Everybody's looking at the sun, clapping. Yeah. They say, only he has that authority to restore that for him. That amount of power, astronomical. Like nuclear power. Yeah. Look at Linda. Linda is there. Oh, Njoro. My son Njoro is there. Huh? And Linda is talking about it, right? Linda is taking his phone to record it, right? The son is doing, it's greeting us. I mean, yeah. So then, can we now walk into this? So that you may be well informed from today on. And know that it's not a Kenyan ministry. Okay? That kind of power that shakes the sun, my Lord. And if I want, I can tell him that when I'm coming to Meningai 6, he should also shake. If I want. My Lord. If I, did you hear the word, if I want? I. At 1 year, 8 months, I'm at Nagar. That if I arrive, I won't call. I will not call rain. Just my presence, right? So now, can we now move? So now we have seen already, Luke chapter 1 verse what? 17. The angel Gabriel is what? Speaking, the archangel. He's speaking Zechariah that he will come, but he will be given the power of he that is speaking here. At that time we are still in heaven. He will be given that power and only that authority can he be able to prepare the way for the Messiah. Now, jokes aside, yeah, the mission of God now, we can talk about it now. Dancing is good. All that is good. You cannot fail to celebrate. But can we get deep now and more serious about this? Yeah. Hallelujah. And so he says here, Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. You can read the verses, the verse 5 he promises me right there, which is amazing. Malachi is finishing the prophecy in the Old Testament and is promising the New Testament, right? That a connector is coming, right? That he must come and connect you to the kingdom of God. He must come and, why do I say kingdom of God? Because he must come and connect you to the God of Israel. He must come and connect you to the Old Testament. Do you understand why I said the kingdom of God? The Old Testament is Israel. Israel is the kingdom of God. You know that. Israel is the kingdom of God. Even the New Jerusalem is named after Israel. Yes. In fact, originally the kingdom only, they perceived it as belonging to them. Can I just walk through this? Malachi chapter 4, the final verse in the Old Testament, right? Promising who? He that is here, my Lord. Yes, other than his brother, tumekula ugali na yeye tumecheka. Aya. Okay. Now you can see. This separates Kenya from it now. That we ate together, we ate meat and barbecue together, we laughed together. Not at all. Scripture promising that I would come back. And no wonder, to connect the New Testament back to the Old Testament, to the earth, the people, the church, to the God of Israel, to, oh, I don't want to touch what I'm about to say. Let me cut it right there. It's the main theme. To connect back to the kingdom, to the God of Israel. Yeah. Promise. And then show up and do the Old Testament things. That is serious. The Old Testament things, and 20 million get buried. COVID. And locusts do what they're doing, and the God of the Old Testament come in the cloud of the Old Testament, my Lord. And just envelop me, just to affirm, and to point with the white cloud like this, and to point with God the Holy Spirit and the protocol of the Messiah. He didn't want them to get it wrong. So, remember where it began from, the war in Gaza, and the fact that there is a spiritual condition accruing there for them to forget the Amalekites, and to forget that Yahweh is the one who fights for them, to end up with that kind of raid. Then where? And then you see the lot of emissaries coming, right? So where does this fit in? We gave the prophecy. Does it end there? It's fulfilled. It's in the news. It's right on every breaking news. So now, the message, which is about